Here she is, Maudie Mason.
Diary, dear. We girls in our sorority, like Americans everywhere, are trying to put 10% of our weekly earnings or allowance into war bonds. Now, of course, anybody who doesn't save 10% for war bonds is strictly a crabapple Annie. And since my allowance is microscopic, Davy and I cornered Father the other morning just as he was heading for the front door. Father, dear, for once I'm not going to beat around the bush war. I need money in respectable weekly chunks.
I suspected you were going to ask me for money, Morty. Just, what do you need it for?
So I can have a decent income, so I can put 10% of my income into war bonds, so our boys can have the guns and tanks and planes and ships to lick those loonies. Phew.
Boy, that's a longer sentence than you'd get for manslaughter.
Well, Morty, I'm very proud to hear what you're doing, but, don't you think that it should be 10% of your money and not mine?
But what'll I do, Father? I've used up all my money.
Well, you have a good brain, Morty. Why don't you put on your thinking cap and figure out a way of getting some sort of steady income?
What kind of a way, Father?
Oh, I don't know. The world is full of money-making schemes.
Sure, and the jails are full of the guys who think them up.
No, Davy, I mean honest schemes. I tell you what I'll do, Morty.
What, Father?
If you think of a good money-making plan, I'll invest in it or contribute to it or whatever you say. Goodbye.
Oh, goodbye. Jeepers weepers, Davy. Here I am again with Mother away and that old money problem leering at me.
Ah, money. Holy cow, if I could get a lot of money, I think I'd even give up my beauty.
Well, that's no sacrifice.
You know, honey, if I ever had a hobby, it'd be pouring a pitcher full of gold pieces over my head every morning like ice water.
I think if I had a hobby, I'd... Wait a minute. Hobby.